Hey everybody, welcome to Revelation Wellness Nashville. This is Megan Jock speaking, and I am so glad that you guys have tuned in. It has been a hot minute since I have posted a podcast, but I'm excited to kind of get back into this. The reason I took time off from doing the podcast is because I started hosting web hangouts. Because honestly, it's really awesome to get to share what God is doing in my heart and my life and just revelations that he's giving me. But I have no desire just to send it out. I really have a strong pull towards having people be accountable for what the Lord is speaking to them. Specifically, podcasts are great because you can drive home from work or wherever you're going and you can listen to them and you can be encouraged. But then there's like nothing. Like it's really just up to you to take it between you and the Lord and to move forward with whatever he's placed in your heart. So the web hangouts are really designed so that I can interact with each one of you and I can encourage you forward in whatever God is showing us together. So that's why I was taking some time off from the podcast. I'm really feeling like I want to start doing them more. So I'm going to be doing Mondays now. So every Monday, you're going to be getting a fresh podcast from me. And if you've listened to my podcast in the past, you know that each podcast is an adventure. We can talk about anything and everything from health and wellness, fitness and nutrition, to just the word of God and revelation that he's sharing. That's really where I pull the strongest because that truly is the passion of my heart. I love God with everything that I have, and I desire to see other people just see the fullness that comes when you just surrender your will to the Lord's will and the joy, and when you really just start coming alive. So that is what we're going to be doing for Mondays. So I'm going to be calling Mondays Fresh Eyes. The reason for that is that I've been going through John for several months now, and it just seems like I get a couple verses in, maybe in one chapter, and I'm there for a week. Like I can just fixate and feast, and the Lord just continues to show me more and more things with just a couple of verses. But what I find a lot of times is that in the Christian culture, we read it so many times, we know the stories, and it becomes redundant to us, and we stop looking at the Word of God with fresh eyes. If you're in a basketball team and you're used to running the same play over and over and over again, and you kind of drown people out, kind of drown your coach out because you know the play so well, he might be trying to give you a new way of doing the play, or he might try to instruct you to do something different because he sees the other team adjusting, the other team doing something different. And so in the middle of the play, he needs you to hear his voice. He needs you to do something different so that they don't steal the ball. Maybe somebody's coming up behind you to steal the ball. Hopefully some of you can follow that scenario with me. But it's the same thing with the Word of God. We get so caught up in just like reading it and just doing it and making ourselves feel better by just kind of checking it off the list that we read our Bible today, that we stop looking at it with fresh eyes. And all along, the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us. He's trying to guide us through our day. He's trying to share insight of maybe what's coming in the next day or the next couple weeks for you. And he's wanting to just kind of give you the game plan, a fresh look at the same play that you've ran before. So when we read the Word of God together, I'm going to just be starting in a passage of Scripture. We're going to read through it together. We're going to ask the Lord just to give us fresh eyes, new revelation with the passage. If you can, if you're not driving somewhere, and after I read the Word of God to you, if you can pause it and just kind of think about it and meditate on it, or if you're listening to it and I get to a particular verse that stands out to you, feel free to pause it then and just do some dialoguing with the Lord on that part, or go back and play it again and play it again. A lot of times the Lord will pull out Scripture or highlight something to us for a specific purpose or reason. Most of the time we don't always know what to do with that. We're just like, huh, that's interesting. I've never seen that before. But we can go deeper with that, and God can really personalize it to your situation and your life. So I want to make sure that there's space and room and welcome you guys to do that. So I'm just going to pray before we start today, and we're going to be reading in John 14. I am a old King James Version type of girl. That may not be your translation of choice, but just know that's what I'll be reading from. So you will get a lot of this, these, thous, with this, thouest happening. So go ahead and just prepare yourself for that now. Father God, Lord, I just lay down my day. I lay down all distractions. everything that just tries to come in between you and I, Lord. And some of those things I actually allow into that space, Lord. I just want to repent for that. I just want to lay down the distractions. They just come. And sometimes, Lord, I choose them. I choose the distractions, Lord. I get into Facebook and I get into just numbing the time away. So, Lord, I just come to you, Lord, with a pure heart, God, just asking for your forgiveness. Thanking you, God, for the gift of forgiveness. Thanking you, God, just for purification that's already happened through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. God, I pray today that when I read these words in John chapter 14, God, even though I've read them for weeks and weeks and weeks, Lord, that today, right now, Lord, they'd be all new. And the word that you have for each listener today would be all new. God, don't let me pull back what you've been teaching me just to share that, Lord, but I really want to just share whatever you have for them today. God, I pray that with each person listening, whether they be in their car, in their home, in their bed, wherever they're at, Lord, that they physically feel your presence around them, God, even right now, Lord, they feel your love wrapped around them, Father, that the supernatural peace that comes through your Son, Lord, that it just fill their room, fill their space, Lord, that all anxiety and fear, Lord, we know it has to go in your presence, Lord, because you are light and darkness cannot stay in the light. Father, I thank you for each individual, God, that you've called them son, that you've called them daughter, Lord, and that you've called them to a higher purpose and plan. Father, I bless you. I thank you, God, for the Father that you are, that you do not ever leave us or forsake us. You're not ashamed of us. You're not shaking your head in disappointment at us, God, but you're welcoming us with open arms into a deeper place of intimacy, Lord, where we can only ever thrive. So, Father, speak to us as we silence our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so as I mentioned, we're going to be in John chapter 14. I'm going to read it through and then I'm just going to speak whatever the Lord gives me to speak. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, so believe also in me. Just to kind of set the stage for you guys, this is Jesus talking to the disciples right now, clearly before he's been crucified. So he's speaking to them, but I also believe he's really speaking to the church as well. So these words go for us as well. So he's telling them, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, so believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and ye shall, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loveth me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I am. And now I have told you, before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do arise. Let us go hence. There are so many things that God has been teaching me through this entire passage, but again, the overlying theme of this entire chapter is really God's love for his children. That Jesus has been on the earth, he's been with the disciples. Half of them don't even really fully understand who he is. Philip is like, God, show, or Jesus, show us who the Father is. And Jesus is like, have we made any progress here? I am the Father. Like, that's something that Jesus consistently preached, was that he was straight from the Father. He was here to reveal the Father's heart towards people. And here, drawing close on the end of Jesus's life, one of his very closest intimate friends is saying, show us the Father and that'll be enough for us. But the eyes weren't open. They had hung out with Jesus this long and they still weren't getting it. We see that a lot in today's world, in today's culture, and probably clear across the span of humanity, where we've hung out with Jesus, right? Like, we've read the Bible, we've been in it, we've been going to church. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. And yet we're still like, okay, God, show us the Father. Show us what that looks like. And he's like, hey, I'm trying. I'm trying to. Your heart isn't listening. You're trying to figure it out on your own. You're trying to strive for it. You've memorized all the verses and yet you don't have intimacy with me. You have a lot of head knowledge. You don't have a lot of heart knowledge. I am. And from now on, Jesus was like, from now on, let's just make this very clear. Let's just put this in black and white. I am of the Father. The Father is of me. The Father resides in me. I reside in the Father. We're kind of working together here. I am the example of the Father, and I am straight from the Father. So he gives us a perfect black and white depiction of he is of the Father and from the Father. But the fact also that Jesus had been, you know, on the earth living his life, and he knew the hardships of life. He knew that once he left the earth, that his disciples, that all of humanity was going to be left without him, without a voice of truth, without wisdom, without the actual depiction of love here on earth. He knew that. So the fact that he petitions and he says, I will go to the Father and I will ask him to send you a helper. the Holy Spirit. He talks about that in the very first part of the chapter, about sending a helper. Sometimes different things happen in our life and we get angry at God. We want to point the finger at God and we want to just think he's just this big, mean, self-centered ruler up in heaven. But then when you like really read the word, I find that, you know, we all have situations that cause us to maybe struggle with our relationship with God. And I totally get that. But when you really look at the scriptures and you get to know the character of God, you know that's so far from him. He actually is saying like, I'm going to go ahead and send a comforter to be with each one of you, that he's not just going to come and go, right? Like Jesus would come into a city, he would heal, he would minister, and then he would leave. And then those people were just kind of like left to hang on what Jesus said to them last. The fact that Jesus says he's going to go to the Father and ask him to send a helper back here so he can be with us, the Holy Spirit, he can comfort us, is huge. Like, that's love. The fact that he doesn't want us to be alone. He didn't want us to be alone. He didn't want us to have to navigate life on our own. So a loving Father sent a comforter, the Holy Spirit, back to earth to be with us, to reside in our hearts, to abide with us forever. The amount of love that the Father has for us is almost incomprehensible. Who in this life could even possibly get close to the kind of love that the Father has shown us? Nobody else can do the things that he has done. Nobody else in this life, in their humanity, can ever love us like the Father has loved us. Nobody can be with us 24/7 in our hearts, guiding us, leading us, and helping us along this life other than the Holy Spirit. That's amazing. That is worth celebrating. And if you feel like you're lost right now and you're not sure where you're going, you're not sure what you're doing, you might be angry at God even. I encourage you, maybe it's the last thing you want to do, but get in the Word of God and learn who he is. If you're having problems with his character, get in the Word of God and figure out who he is. Don't just listen to a bunch of sermons. Don't just keep going to church and thinking that that's doing something. I mean, I'm not saying don't go to church. You know what I'm saying? Intimacy. You get in the Word of God. You do the digging. Who is he? We have a whole book that talks about who he is. And then you learn how to hear the Holy Spirit, the one that he sent to actually abide with us. It didn't say that he sent the Bible to abide with us. It says he sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. So again, I encourage you guys to kind of go over this chapter yourself. There's so many things that the Lord and that Jesus is speaking to his disciples and kind of these last encounters that is so deep and so rich. I love the fact that even 18, it says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And in some translation that actually says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A lot of times we might think that we are left, like God left the building somewhere. But right here it says, I will not leave you comfortless. So we have a conflict of something that we're feeling and then the Word of God right in front of us. We get to choose what we actually believe. We can look around us and go, no, God really has left me. This happened, and this happened, and this happened. Or we can go, well, you know what? The Word of God, his written truth says this, Holy Spirit, come and show me the truth. You can cling in those times to the actual Word of God, and then you tune your heart to the Holy Spirit, the one within you that he placed within you when you received him as your Savior. And he can speak to those specific situations. You don't have to figure out why they happen. You can just simply ask him. Learn how to hear his voice. Tune your heart to him. Before I got ready to do this podcast, and even when we were in the introductory prayer, I thought, out of all the things that God had taught me in this passage, what's the thing that I need to pull out and say? And the Lord just showed me, it's my love for them. You are so fully and completely loved where you're at. You may think that you're struggling with sin, you're struggling in addictive patterns, you're struggling. And a lot of times we get bound up in shame. We can't even feel God's love around us because we have a blanket of shame that we're putting on. He has nothing to do with. If you have conviction right now about something, you can repent and you can immediately feel that rush of joy come over you when you release that sin. Just release it. Just confess it to the Lord. Just get it out for you, right? Like, He's forgiven you. He's not stiff-arming you. That's that blanket of shame, and shame comes from the enemy. So it's that blanket of shame wrapped around you. You can be free from shame, from simply just getting on your knees and repenting right now, whatever it is. And then you experience and you feel. You can then feel God's love. God has never quit hugging you. He's never quit holding you as a loving father. He's never quit that. But again, the blanket of shame that we've put on makes it feel like He left us somewhere, that we were bad or we messed up and we keep messing up. So He's kind of over there. And until we get right, then we feel like He's over there. That's not really true. He's always with you. He's always abiding with you. And He's always welcoming you with open arms. And He's holding you always. So it's really our choice what we want to believe. And if we want to spend time with the Lord and kind of confessing our sin and humbling ourselves in that space. Because each and every passage, especially in the book of John, just is permeated with His love for us. So I encourage you, go back through John 14. Find all the ways, ask the Holy Spirit just to show you all the ways that He's showing you how much He loves you in this passage. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. I plan to have another podcast for you on Monday. Until then, be blessed. Have your eyes open, friends. The Lord has great things for you this week.